Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. This is Twit Live Special number 336 for Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. Samsung Unfolded. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here. I'm joined by Jason Howell from All About Android as we get ready for Samsung's pre-Mobile World Congress event. We all think it's not much of a mystery.
I know. Are you ready for everything we already know about?
The announcement of the Galaxy S10, but there may be some other things, including the folding phone, which rumor has it will be called the Galaxy Fold,
which is a weird name.
Your co-host on All About Android, Florence Ion, is at the event. In fact, she's just tweeted a picture from the Bill Graham Auditorium in San Francisco. Samsung's doing a kind of unusual thing with this, which is even though Mobile World Congress starts in just a few days in Barcelona, they're in San Francisco well before all of the other press conferences to announce the S10. That's a good way to get more attention, I guess.
Great way to make sure that before Mobile World Congress ever begins, they can get in there with arguably one of their most popular phones that they ever release year after year. And then everything that appears at Mobile World Congress that's written about, that's talked about, it's all going to be, and how does this compare to the newly announced Samsung Galaxy S10 or whatever, you know, the Fold or whatever it is. It almost guarantees that they get repeat mentions in things that have nothing to do with their phone.
Well, I also have to think that the steadily louder progression of leaks over the last 2 weeks have also been a concerted effort to keep people's eye on the S10.
I mean, at this point, it should be no surprise that these things that we like to call leaks aren't actually leaks. Like, it can't be. It's really just part of the marketing, right?
A Norwegian television station yesterday accidentally aired the ad for the new phone.
Okay.
Accidentally.
What does Samsung get out of that? If that was like an intentional thing, what does Samsung get the day before the actual announcement out of that?
I think they just keep on people in the front of people's minds. Yeah, they understand
that's
it.
True.
Remember, they're the number one phone manufacturer in the world.
Yep.
Apple is number two, kind of tied with Huawei. But Samsung sells almost half the phones in the world, right? Mm-hmm. So they know that they're going to get attention from Samsung users. But they want the press to keep, they want the drumbeat to keep up. They want people to understand that they're going to have an event today. And so I think that's a very good way to do that.
Should we show the
TV ad? I mean, do people want to see it? We're going to see it probably in a second anyway.
It's probably going to be shown on stage.
But here is the Samsung. Let me see. I got to get YouTube working here.
Come on, YouTube. Spoiled some wearables and an app update.
So we'll see a watch. You think another Tizen watch? Here's the Samsung. By the way, that's Norwegian, I found out. So it's got that hole punch, the front-facing camera.
Still has the headphone port.
Thank goodness. And the Type-C charging, of course.
Triple camera design on the back.
Yeah, let me unmute.
Wireless charging. You can also charge the newly unannounced buds, earbuds, Samsung Galaxy buds.
I'm starting to really hate YouTube. Why am I getting... before I've even finished watching a video, I am now getting the next video. Okay, YouTube. What can I say?
But it does. But I mean,
hey, let's go to the stage because I think that they're starting the event already.
The ad definitely reveals some of the big key features.
Yeah, you'll see it in a moment,
and we're going
to
definitely.
And anybody wants to know, the Wi-Fi password is Galaxy 2019.
Everybody, get on quick!
Yeah, I don't remember ever seeing that at an event before. They usually don't want you using their precious Wi-Fi
because you get overwhelmed.
And this is the interesting music. As I said, Florence Ion in this theater there, we'll get her...
she's probably dancing with glow sticks right at this moment.
Yeah. You said you thought because it's at the Bill Graham Auditorium, which of course is a great venue in San Francisco for musical events, that maybe we'd have a musical act there?
I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe it's YouTube. Are YouTube?
YouTube?
No, I know, I kind of said YouTube like YouTube, but maybe they'll sneak a YouTube album
phone. Apple owns YouTube.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, see, all the more reason for Samsung to do it.
Wait, it's really dark. Do we lose the feed? Oh, no, here we go. Watch.
Here we go.
10 years ago, I'll have to read this to you for your listening. We introduced the Galaxy to the world. today we're announcing a whole new world of mobile.
Mm-hmm.
The future unfolds. Aha, they're going to lead with the fold.
Come with me and you.
This is the song from Willy Wonka.
All right, so we are going to get a better look at
it's
the fold.
Obviously. Actually, it's pretty. It looks like a flip phone, doesn't it?
Yeah. We saw a little bit of this months ago from the stage.
But it was in a special case. It was thick and fat and, yeah, very poorly lit. This looks kind of pretty. Looks like a front-facing screen.
Like
or no, maybe not.
It's like a clamshell.
It's a clamshell, yeah. There it goes. Okay. It's about to unfold.
The future. Okay, show it.
The future unfolds. And there's the bendable OLED screen. And the butterfly. That's interesting.
All right. So it pops open. Oh, you got a little bit of a notch.
You think? Well, you got so much screen. Who cares?
Sideways notch.
Side notch. Do you think this will be for sale immediately?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't actually know either way, but I bet you they build more anticipation around this.
CR1 in the chat room says, you'll need a golden ticket to afford it. 10 years after the first Galaxy.
I'm intrigued. I mean, and we've seen some foldable designs prior to this, obviously. Everybody trying to get out in front of the juggernaut that is Samsung. But you know that if Samsung's going to do it, they're probably going to do a pretty good job with it, right?
We changed the shape of tomorrow. There is the name, as rumored,
Galaxy Fold. Galaxy Fold. I don't know why I don't like
that. What do you think? How much do you think?
Oh, I mean, we're talking really premium here. $1,500?
Yeah, I think you're right.
And... Please welcome to the stage. Just be interesting.
Senior Vice President of Product Marketing, Justin Dennison.
Oh, that's interesting.
Based on what they showed, it looks like a premium device.
Typically,
you know what I mean?
The president
it's got really nice
Samsung,
premium stylings.
Mobile is.
Thank you. And hello, ladies and gentlemen.
This.
Welcome to Unpacked. All right. This is going to be a great day. And as you saw, the Galaxy Fold is a device unlike any that's come before it. At Samsung, we're driven to invent meaningful breakthroughs. And these days, we essentially live on our phones, right? Our screens are the windows to our worlds.
What does this mean?
But despite all the progress
that they're not using
the size
a Korean
of our screens
executive
is still
to
fundamentally limited
start
by the size
this.
Of our
they're
devices.
They're starting with an American.
Until now.
With
the Galaxy Fold, we're creating
I don't know.
A
San
new
Francisco.
Dimension.
I think there's something to analyze there that
we're giving you a device that doesn't just.
Well, we're pretty used to seeing
category.
This guy.
Yeah, but not at the beginning, right? It's always I can't remember his name.
With the Galaxy Fold, you get a powerful smartphone and a revolutionary tablet, all in a single
premium
package.
Yeah, DJ Co. That's right.
When it's folded, it has a 4.6-inch display. It's compact and perfectly portable.
So this is the outside.
But when the device opens up, your world does too.
So did that have a screen on the outside as well?
Yes.
7.3-inch screen.
On the inside. 4.6 on the outside.
Wow. So just a little screen. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I'd say that's actually pretty compelling.
The question mark is going to be what happens to that folding screen after 100, 200.
Yes, the question on All About Android that we ask is, does it pucker over time?
So really, it's a two-screen phone. It's interesting.
Every element you can see and touch. We left no stone unturned. One of the biggest challenges was building the backbone of the device, something that could hold strong,
right.
Even after hundreds of thousands of folds and unfolds. So we invented a sophisticated hinge system that allows you to open and close the Galaxy Fold smoothly and naturally. And the beauty of it is, you don't even see it. The hinge's multiple interlocking gears are hidden, giving the device a seamless, elegant look.
Is it a wedge, though?
That's just one
of
the ways
of
we carefully considered the design of the Fold. We also gave you four
especially
galactic colors
to choose from. The display would be closing
cosmos
on itself.
Black.
Right, it couldn't.
So how do you
that.
Keep
so
the display from...
Green,
it has to be a slight
Astro
wedge,
blue.
At least.
Astro Blue and Kermit the Frog Green.
And, depending on the color you choose, you can make it your own by personalizing the hinge color, too.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right.
I guess if you're paying $1,500, although we don't know that that's the price point.
Galaxy Fold is a one-of-a-kind luxury device.
Luxury device.
There are limitless ways you use it. With two different screens, it's perfect for any situation. When closed, it fits right in the palm of your hand. So you can send a message to a friend or make a call with one hand while you're on the go. Now, of course, sometimes you want a larger screen. And the Galaxy Fold's Infinity Flex display gives you a powerful multimedia experience. Sound by AKG, your favorite movies come to life in vivid color and rich audio. And the interior screen is so large that it powers a
That is
truly
a strange notch down there on the
experience.
Right-hand corner,
One
though.
One never before seen on a smartphone.
But I guess we're getting more and more
Three
used to
app
notches.
Multitasking.
Three-app pains. Yeah. Wow, this is really an interesting product.
If you've got the space for it, you know. And so, if it's premium, the processor will be able to handle that.
Watch a YouTube video of Hawaii, seamlessly. Text your friend about it, and browse travel options all at the same time.
What can't you do?
Each screen works perfectly on its own. But the Fold is more than two separate screens. It's a unified device. These displays work together to give you a singular, seamless, multi-screen experience. And the key to making this possible is called app continuity.
Apple
what
may
that
have,
means is that you can switch between the screens without
missing
a beat.
That's the term they use
beat.
As well.
So, when you stumble across an interesting Facebook post on the front display, you can simply unfold your phone to see all
there.
The details on the bigger
cool.
screen.
Okay, nice. I like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's great.
That's kind of necessary.
Absolutely. And you don't want a little bit of stutter. You don't want a reorientation. You want to just be there.
And app continuity is that they let you use the most important apps to you the way you want. And that's because we worked with Google and the Android developer community to optimize apps like WhatsApp and Microsoft Office.
Interesting.
For the Fold's unique dual displays. We also worked with YouTube to give Galaxy users access to YouTube Premium. Thank you.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Is that for
now,
free?
Now, to ensure that all these apps run smoothly, the Galaxy Fold needs unprecedented,
like 3 months
unparalleled performance. So that's what we gave it. The Fold has a state-of-the-art 7-nanometer processor and 12 gigabytes of RAM.
Oh, it's probably Exynos.
Making it one of the most powerful
gigs.
Smartphones on the market.
Man, this is probably Exynos, more than $1,500.
Right? Yeah, it's probably not a Qualcomm, or do you think it is? Like a Snapdragon?
There's more.
I don't know what else it would be. In the past, Samsung's used Snapdragon in the U.S.
Yeah. On a mobile device support for Universal Flash Storage 3.0, which means they know what it means.
That person
this
there.
Means you'll be able to read data twice as fast as most other smartphones, making it incredibly responsive. Now, you may be sitting there asking yourself, how did we build a battery into a phone that folds right down the middle?
We didn't.
Well,
no.
The answer is we built two of them, one on each side of the device. Our engineers have developed special technology to combine energy from both batteries into a single power source.
So 4380.
Now, that is a whole lot of power.
4380 milliamp hours.
That's like not that. A whole lot
no,
of power.
No, I would have imagined more if they're building two batteries in there, but I guess they need the Thank space you. To do that. This thing could easily
Galaxy
get super
Fold
bulky.
It's incredibly versatile. It's a smartphone, a tablet, and a camera that fits in your pocket. And the camera is just as flexible as the rest of the device. In fact, it's actually a system of 6 cameras.
Holy moly.
Three on the back, two on the inside, and one on the front. The Fold will always be ready to capture the moment no matter which way you hold it or you fold it.
Wow, okay.
That's one way to use that space, right?
It's one thing to hear about all the Fold's incredible capabilities
Absolutely.
For me. But it's another to see them for yourself.
Now, can you take a picture on all cameras at the same
Let's
time?
Take a look.
That would be interesting.
Hey, Josh, can you help me out?
You actually could on some Samsungs,
yeah,
remember?
Justin. That's right.
Everybody,
front back.
This is Josh Kim. Please welcome him.
Thank you.
Samsung's getting good reviews for their new skin Android 1.
Thank you.
Or not Android 1.
Very really positive about
show
it.
Show everyone the one what UI, the can one do. UI. As you can see, it fits
It's a little thick, right? Because it's like two
thick.
Phones back to back.
For sure.
Let's unlock it. All I have to do is place my thumb on the side.
Fingerprint
and I'm
reader
ready
on
to
the
go.
Side and very
it's
fast
really
response.
Really quick. We have all the usual suspects here. Here are my messages.
So there's a big bezel on the front.
Here's my email.
Yeah. And we knew that that was going to be the case, that it was going to have a big forehead, big
chin. Pretty much everything that I already do on my phone.
And it gives something for Samsung to work towards on future versions.
Hold it when I'm on the go. Hey, Josh, can we show him how to navigate with Google Maps?
Sure. I can easily pull up Google Maps.
Just tap it three times.
He did. He literally tapped it.
But here's where maybe this is still a prototype. I can unfold it and instantly see the map on the
screen. Instantly in about half a second. That is, that's good. You know what? I think we could get used to that, don't you?
I think so.
That is amazing. As you can see, the same map that Josh was just looking at on the front display is already inside, waiting for him.
That notch up there.
That's not true. It was not already inside waiting for him.
That's the power of app continuity.
It was about half a second.
And now he can see so much more. The street names, the restaurants, all in greater detail. Okay. So how about we check out another app on the big screen? How about Netflix?
And I mean, that is the size of a small tablet.
I'm a huge fan of Netflix. I usually watch it on my tablet.
Size.
Now I can watch it right on the fold.
What's
That is
wait a
gorgeous
minute.
Display.
Is that on the front?
No,
well,
that's
see what
the
you
inside.
Mean. The fold is perfect for
watching
videos.
Oh, I see.
Videos,
he's folded it all the way
reading
around.
Your favorite books or
oh no, it's open.
A video
okay,
call.
It's open.
Okay.
And you can do all three at once.
Oh well, we have to see that.
So 7 inches is in a 2:1 ratio, 4:3 ratio. It's so you're going to have bars in the top and bottom of movies. So you aren't really looking at a 7-inch screen.
You
for
never
the
know
movies.
When he might need to Google something.
Wow, that's really cool. That's the 3-pane interface.
That is
I never use
Apple
that on my Samsung phone. But
I really don't either.
On the left,
maybe it's one of those
YouTube
things. It's like I guess it's nice
right,
that it has it, but I rarely ever find myself reaching for
web,
it.
Right. Maybe with a bigger screen.
Maybe
you
with
would.
Yeah, maybe with more screen real estate that
and
would make sense.
If he wants to browse in the bigger window, he can do that too. All he has to do is just drag the browser over to the larger display.
It swaps it. Oh, that's cool.
It's so simple.
So that's something Apple does not have, and
simple.
I think
and
earlier versions of Galaxy
the screen
don't
is
either.
Big enough
that is
fit
a very nice
all
feature.
Three apps.
And multi-screen or multi-app on a single screen before has had a little bit of like a hiccup problem where in order to interact with a different pane, you'd have to like tap into it and then activate it. And I wonder if this fixes that.
The Fold lets you use your favorite apps in completely new ways. That's the magic of the Galaxy Fold. It's unlike anything you've ever seen. The Fold comes in both an LTE and a 5G version, starting from $1,980.
1980.
Starts at 1980.
Oh, my goodness.
You can get your very own Galaxy Fold starting on April 26th.
Oh, that's soon.
Yeah.
2 months.
April 26th.
So these are
for only $2,000, basically.
Yeah. You want to get it or shall I?
A luxury device.
I'll get it.
One of us is getting it.
I'm getting it. Of course we have to get it. That's
maybe
really
a little
expensive.
Something extra.
That starts at.
Perhaps a pair of our new dynamic earbuds, which you'll hear about later today.
Dang, man.
And in just a few weeks, you can be one of the first people in the world to take home the
Galaxy
Fold.
Are
going to
be a challenge.
Fold. It will change the way you interact.
That's a really good point. I don't know what you do for a case on something like this.
We've been working to refine every aspect of the Fold. We fine-tuned every detail to create a device that will enrich your lives.
You also don't want to add extra bulk to a
Fold
like this. It's already kind of bulky. But
because that's what you do. You give our innovations new meaning.
This is much more refined than the
Unpacked as a
Royal that we saw at CES.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Today, we're introducing a
good.
Host
and
of devices that will come to define the next one. $1,980.
That
so let's take a closer look at where we've been.
More than we thought it,
and where we're going together. Thank you very much.
And, I mean, at that price range, it'll be really interesting to see, like, number of units shipped or even what Samsung's strategy is on selling this. They don't expect this to be, like, a runaway hit. They have to know that this is going to appeal to a niche market.
Like every company at this point, they're trying to find something new.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Apparently they found a didgeridoo somewhere.
It's the largest Super AMOLED screen available.
Oh, this is the original
Galaxy
S2.
Comparable to the S2. Core performance.
S3. Oh, and should be noted, this is for the S10 release, so we're talking 10-year anniversary of the S-series. One of, if not the most iconic kind of Android smartphone brands ever. So they're going to make a big deal of it.
Dual pixel. We've gone leaps.
An infinity display that sets.
Dual aperture for amazing shots.
We make what can't be made so you can do what can't be done. Do what you can't. Hashtag.
Remember how much pay Apple made on its 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Samsung's actually playing it down.
Yeah.
Comparatively.
They deserve to celebrate at 10 years.
Yeah. And now we get DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, President and CEO, Head of IT and Mobile Communications Division, DJ Khaled.
Based on what you've seen of the Fold, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways.
I'm very interested. I think we'll have to use it for a while, see how durable that screen is, how well we can handle a thick phone in our pockets. But I like the idea of having all that real estate.
How much we really need that inside screen.
It is my great pleasure to welcome you to Galaxy Unpacked 2019. Let me extend a special welcome again to everyone joining us from London and watching via the Samsung live stream. Hello, London. I'll be there soon. What an amazing
We'll roll
moment.
Out the red carpet for you, D.
Occasionally, a new device is introduced that overturns expectations and sets this industry on a new path. A device like the Galaxy Fold.
Doesn't look that big in his hands, does it? Yeah.
Do you remember my review years ago on Before You Buy the Sony Tablet P?
No.
It was a clamshell.
Yeah.
And it had the hinge down the middle, so I tried to do this, but with a big line down the middle.
Good. Yeah, see, that's no good.
It was pathetic.
Yeah.
So, create
this looks better.
Galaxy Fold, we reinvented this display from the ground up.
You know, there were no leaks about this, were there?
A whole new
Fold?
Yeah.
Category.
No, you know what? You're right.
Samsung kept
really
this secret.
Yeah, Samsung did a good job keeping this buttoned up.
And develop new fabrication.
Not so much for the S10.
No.
But
I'd like to thank everyone at Samsung who helped make this possible. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And remember, they did say it's a luxury device.
Yeah.
I think there's a luxury market.
I'd also like to thank you for motivating and inspiring us to create groundbreaking technologies that are changing people's lives. Galaxy Fold breaks new ground, not just because it defines categories. It breaks new ground because it answers skeptics who say everything possible has been done. That the era of smartphone innovation is over. And the smartphone is a mature technology in a saturated market. We are here to prove them wrong. Today marks a new beginning.
And what a status symbol to have this.
Let us see the smartphone's role.
Really stands out, right?
Of our lives grows stronger.
What is that phone?
As the value
let me show
that
you.
Technology delivers.
It's a laptop, though.
Is that the
phone?
I mean,
it's a laptop cost. Yeah. More than a laptop.
No kidding.
It's a laptop and a phone.
That's a really good point.
New Galaxy products and services, including a new family of Galaxy devices, that will launch the next decade of progress and innovation. I'm excited by what we have achieved. But I'm even more excited by what we have enabled. Ten years ago, when we introduced the first Galaxy S, we had a vision for the democratization of the smartphone. Since then, we have delivered more than 2 billion Galaxy phones.
Wow. Thank you. Apple, though, has 900 million active iPhones.
With a bold and courageous spirit,
gives you some idea.
We have created new device categories and delivered innovative new services. We pioneered large screen phones and transformed productivity by launching the Galaxy Note with the S Pen. We introduced the Edge screen and invented the Infinity Display to provide deeply immersive viewing experiences. And we led the way in making smartphones truly water resistant so people can enjoy the full power of their Galaxy devices anywhere and in any weather. Now, billions of people have used Galaxy phones to create, connect, discover, and enjoy. And no company has done more to put the smartphone at the center of our mobile connected lives. I'm proud of the role we have played in creating a device that has made people's lives richer, easier, and more fun. Of course, sometimes it's not so easy. These days, there's a little more competition than there was when we introduced the first Galaxy S.
No kidding. Things are different now.
In fact, for the last 10 years, this industry has been racing to create smartphones that...
What is that, a picture?
Is that
all 2 billion Galaxy phones in a dump? What is that?
That's all of the notes that they had to throw away when they were lighting on fire.
Here's where your note ended up.
We believe there's a better way.
That is a little apple-y, that image.
Yeah.
That looks like
our vision is to be the innovator.
It's hard for a Samsung to escape that. They may have escaped the Fire Phone,
seamlessly,
but they haven't quite escaped the notion that they operate in Apple's shadow, copying what Apple does.
Yeah.
That's why I think the Fold is really important.
The power of 5G and AI.
Well, and even their move to the edge, that was another kind of indicator of Samsung kind of flexing its muscle and saying, hey, we are different.
We make screens so we can do more with them than Apple can.
Yep.
Experiences that reach across every device, platform, and brand. There is only one way to achieve this. It takes open collaboration across a broad ecosystem of partners who believe, as we do, in innovation without barriers. Partners who share our vision for technology that serves your unlimited capacity to imagine new ways to experience the world. On behalf of Samsung, I'd like to thank all our partners. Together, we have made the smartphone the essential tool of our modern lives. And now, we are pushing beyond the limits of today's technology to inspire new passion for smartphones and recharge growth for our industry. It all begins now with a new family of Galaxy phones and devices. Today, you will see a simpler, more intuitive UI, and a bigger, more beautiful display. A camera smart enough to capture every experience and advanced enough to help you explore everything you see. Security to keep your information safe and your privacy protected. Plus, the intelligence to do more and the power to be faster anywhere and anytime.
Remember how people mocked the note when it came out? Mm-hmm. I remember people laughed at the size of that phone on my head.
Everything
now it's just normal.
Now we wouldn't have phablets without that.
No.
Open your mind.
This could well be the beginning of a new era.
Get ready for the dawn of a new mobile era.
I mean, Samsung's big enough that when they decide to move into a new direction, they can do it well. Like, they have the resources to put behind it to do it well. That shows all of the others, you know, in the industry that want to kind of follow in that shadow,
right,
the direction that they will go down for the next 2, 3, 4 years.
And this
years.
Phone plays on their strengths, their screen and their fab. They have their own processors.
Mm-hmm.
And in both respects, the Fold really plays on that. So yeah. I think this is a bold move, but I think people will focus on the price. I don't think that's the thing to focus on here. I think mostly my guess is people are going to focus on the price. Because they want it. And then they see the price and they say,
I can't do that.
So in a way, that focusing on the price is almost a statement of, but this is a good idea.
Right.
If they didn't want it, they wouldn't focus on the price, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I'm trying to remember first Edge, that was more expensive, right?
Sure. Sure. And Note was more expensive. Remember, it was the Note were the first phones that hit that $1,000 barrier.
Yeah.
So now we learn about the mainstream products, the S10. Yeah.
They just showed off really briefly there a wireless piggyback charging.
Oh, so that's the new thing where you put one
phone
against
together and like, here, have some battery.
Apple, according to rumor, is going to do that next year or this year at the end of this year as well. I don't really understand that.
I mean, I could see it if it, like, they're going to demonstrate it with the buds where you can wirelessly charge your buds with your phone.
Yeah.
So the Galaxy S10 Plus.
Yay, there it is.
And exactly as seen in leaks for the last 2 weeks.
Interesting how uncontrolled the leaks were for the S10, how totally controlled the leaks were for the Fold.
Which makes us think
exactly
Samsung had something to do with it.
For sure. Amazing devices. Hey, Suzanne.
Suzanne da Silva. Director of Product Marketing for Samsung.
Okay. Our first woman on stage,
DJ.
African-American woman,
it's
I think.
Awesome to be here. With the Galaxy Fold, we're introducing a new category. Now, we're introducing a next-generation smartphone. 10 years ago, we unveiled the first Galaxy S device. And it kicked off an evolution of revolution that has redefined the mobile experience.
Wait a minute.
For an
entire evolution of revolution?
And in the decades since, we've hit milestone after milestone.
I have to really think what that
milestone.
Means.
Yeah, is that how it works?
We've never stopped working to make our devices better, faster, and more powerful. We've never stopped pioneering and engineering new ways to make all our lives easier.
She's got a tough job.
10 years.
She's pitching yet another S phone.
Yeah, right. After
the Fold.
They led with the big.
And they've kept you entertained.
She probably said, can you put the Fold at the end?
I mean, if it were Apple, that's probably what Apple would have
done. One more thing.
They would have done that at the end. And by the way, you've been waiting for this. Yeah. Here you go.
Because it does kind of make everything pale.
Interesting that Samsung led with it.
We're here to lay the groundwork for the next.
Well, it tells you something about their intent for it.
Yeah.
Right. Galaxy S10.
Put it out in front. They know that that's going to steal headlines for days.
Thank you. At Samsung,
the S10's already kind of a known quantity as far as what kind of coverage it's going to get, how much demand it's going to have.
Smartphone display. As you heard from Justin, nothing sets us apart more than our displays, and the S10 is no different. It's a triumph of Samsung innovation. A phone designed not just to stand out, but to stand apart. Now, the S10 screen covers the full front of the phone from the top to the bottom and from side to side. But don't worry. Everything you'd expect to find is still there. The sensors and the front camera have been seamlessly integrated right into the display itself.
Mm.
To do this, we developed a groundbreaking engineering process and created proprietary laser cutter. we needed to be able to carve a tiny hole in the display with absolute precision. Even the slightest mistake would damage the surrounding pixels and make the display unusable.
This is the hole punch.
With this cutting-edge technology, we're able to defy the traditional barriers of the display.
No more notch.
We packed an array of sensors and camera technology right into the screen itself. These essential features are floating in a sea of individually placed pixels. The result?
Hand-placed pixels.
That maximizes the viewing experience and minimizes distractions. Today, we're introducing the world's first Infinity O display on AMOLED. This is the... Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
The words
How do you
first.
Feel about hole punch versus tear drop
like
or notch?
I like it. We'll have to use it, but I think it's going to be
yep.
dynamic.
And
for
with
its
the world's first
dynamic
AMOLED display,
what does that mean?
The S10 delivers peak brightness up to 1,200 nits and can produce more
bright.
Than 16 mm-hmm. million colors at 100% color volume.
That's very
that
good.
That means for you,
I presume
sRGB.
I'm not sure what
the most color accurate display ever on a mobile device. And that's not all. This display also supports HDR 10+. And that means you can enjoy your favorite content from Amazon Prime Video, including the new original series, Hannah, in stunning state-of-the-art detail,
just
like it was intended to be seen. The S10 uses dynamic
tone mapping to
optimize the
brightness
levels so that
stage that they used last time.
Mm-hmm. Like wrap around
to
the floor.
Wisps of the clouds and sky.
Yeah, it's
the S10 has a bright, brilliant screen that is TÜV Rheinland certified to reduce harmful blue light emissions by 42%. And that's all without applying a filter. You can even adjust the color temperature without making any compromises in picture quality. So, from unprecedented color accuracy to unparalleled viewing comfort, dynamic AMOLED marks a new era in display technology. But this display isn't the only piece of incredible tech built into the front of your S10. Embedded directly beneath the screen is the world's first ultrasonic fingerprint scanner.
This is something Apple wanted to do but couldn't figure out how to do on the iPhone 10.
And I feel like the last couple of years we've been hearing
really
Samsung might do it. Samsung might do it, so here we go.
To use it,
they're not the first. Huawei has one, and it's most recent.
Yeah, OnePlus has one in there.
OnePlus does too.
Waves that map the unique pattern of
although it's not
doesn't work that well.
Yeah, it's different.
Back to the scanner and analyzed by the phone's main chipset to determine.
I'd like to see this in operation. How quick it is.
All of this happens in the blink of an eye.
How reliable it is.
Even works in the most challenging.
And how accurately you have to hit it.
It uses ultrasonic rather than optical scanning.
Yeah, I think 6T is optical scanning.
Better in bright sunlight and wet conditions. Now, if you're anything like the average Android user, you probably unlock your phone around 150 times every day.
Holy
ultrasonic fingerprint scanner makes unlocking your S10
I do like fingerprint best,
yeah.
honestly.
Yeah, me too.
The scanner also protects your data with machine learning-based algorithms that are updated automatically just like security patches. And our anti-spoofing algorithm can identify a fake fingerprint, whether it's 2D or 3D.
Interesting.
Now, what that means is it's going to make it significantly harder for someone to copy your fingerprint and gain access to your data. And with the world's first FIDO Alliance biometric component certification, the scanner's vault-like security
nice.
Will keep your data safe.
That's good. It also means you can use it to authenticate
the dynamic AMOLED
apps
display
and, stuff.
And the
apps,
ultrasonic
yeah.
fingerprint scanner. The
FIDO's
front
Google's
of the phone
project
is
to do
so is
app
the rest
and
of it.
Website authentication.
The S10 comes in a variety of stunning new prismatic hues, or you can choose one of two premium ceramic finishes: ceramic white and ceramic black. We can't wait for you to see them for yourselves.
The white looks good.
When you think about it. Isn't it amazing how much smartphone photography has advanced over the past 10 years? Just
Let's
take a look at some
that.
Stunning photos Galaxy users took as part of With Galaxy. There is no denying it. Smartphones have transformed photography. And here at Samsung, we've invested in cutting-edge camera technology from the very beginning to give you the most advanced experience available on a smartphone. We've given billions of people access to an incredible camera that fits in their pocket. And yet, there's still one thing that all the pros can do that most smartphone users can't, and that switch to the right lens for the moment. Whether you're taking an intimate close-up, a group photo, or a sweeping skyline shot.
This is the other big battleground, of course.
With the S10, we're introducing a camera that lets you capture memories like a pro with a single device.
Really.
And that's all thanks to our brand new next generation triple rear camera system. It's a pro-grade camera that you don't have to be a pro to use. For capturing everyday moments, you have the wide-angle camera. With a 77-degree field of view, you can take amazing crystal-clear photos day or night. And when you need to zoom in, the telephoto camera's optical zoom gets you twice as close.
Nice.
Now, finally, let's say you come across a beautiful landscape. A professional photographer would change the lens so they could take a shot like this one. I'm thrilled to tell you that this photo was taken in Spain with the S10's brand new ultra-wide camera.
Well, there you have it.
You seem thrilled to tell us that.
She's thrilled.
I could tell.
It's a big, big picture.
That's a very wide picture.
Isn't it? Yeah. At 123 degrees, its field of view matches that of the human eye. So with this camera, what you see is what you get. It lets you capture the full scene, just as you see it, all without having to take a step back. The ultra-wide camera doesn't just make your landscape
more
beautiful.
I hate to say it, but it does look like there's a stitch line at the top and
the
bottom.
Yeah,
like a little washed out there in the center too. But
take panoramas, for example. What do you guys think? Pretty good, right? Okay.
Oh, that one person thought it
was
great.
All right, well, the S10 makes your panoramas even more epic.
Do not ask for applause.
Your shots will stretch from the ground to the sky, so you won't miss an inch.
Oh, my God. So it expanded even bigger.
Yeah.
You're not going to miss an inch of that incredible landscape. That's much better. The ultrawide camera transforms the way you take all kinds of photos. We've combined the powers of the wide angle and the ultrawide cameras to give you better perspective when using live focus. They're more artistic too, with new effects that let you change the lighting and the background blur. You can use the color point feature to fade the colors around the edges, or mix it up with a fun zoom or spin effect. Best of all, you can try out all of these effects in real time, even before you snap the picture.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's like having all of the
lot of processor in there.
Studio right in your pocket. Now, creating a great camera isn't just about squeezing in more megapixels. It's about giving users more utility, more versatility, more options. And that's why the S10 has a pro-grade camera for every situation. Now, there's one area where smartphones have an even bigger edge over traditional cameras, and that's intelligence. Because let's face it, even if our smartphones come with pro-grade cameras, not all of us have been trained to use them to their full potential. And that means that sometimes we could use a little help composing the perfect shot. Now, we've already created an AI camera that optimizes colors based on the scene. And now, we've built on that foundation by adding a neural processing unit that makes the S10's camera even smarter. Because the S10 can process more data, it can recognize more scenes than before. So let's say you're taking a hike.
30 different scenes.
Your phone cannot.
So these dedicated processor chips, Google, of course, started that with the
flowers,
Pixel,
even the sunrise.
Pixel 2.
Your phone will use all of that information.
Apple does it now. Pretty much everybody's doing it.
Oh, you're taking a picture of food. Here, we'll do these things.
The S10 can even provide composition tips for your photo.
I think that's really interesting.
Where to place the subject in the frame.
That's,
or whether your photo is level.
That's really interesting.
Because even if you never studied photography, the S10 did. Using machine learning, we analyze the composition of over 100 million professional photos so that the S10 can give you the best possible advice.
That is really interesting.
This camera is so intelligent, it's going to make every shot worth sharing.
All right, now what about night sight?
Now, still life photos
night sight
are one
solution.
Thing, but life is never
still
for long.
Really well.
Yeah.
That's why you need a top-notch video recorder in addition to the pro-grade camera. Earlier, you saw how the S10 displays HDR10+ content by optimizing the color tones when you watch a video. It does the same thing when you record a video as well. The S10 is the first mobile device in the world capable of recording video in HDR10+.
Wow. HDR10+ is Samsung's flavor of the variety of HDR standards.
The videos you take with your S10 will be brighter and more dynamic than any video ever taken on a smartphone. And that's because the camera uses tonal mapping techniques to go frame by frame.
Samsung and Amazon.
Color for every scene.
So then is this post-processing after you're done recording, or are you previewing it as you go? I'm curious.
A lot better image stabilization over the S9.
Video shot on the S10 is, now you can finally take action footage right from your smartphone. The S10 shoots super steady videos on par with what you'd find in most action cameras. The S10 lets you capture memories like never before. But like most things in life, memories are better when they're shared. So sometimes before you share a video on social media, you'll probably want to edit it a little. Now you can do that without having to upload that video to a PC. We're excited to tell you that we've partnered with Adobe to create a version of Premiere Rush optimized for Galaxy smartphones.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because video editing on smartphones sucks, so anything
Rush
you can
is
do
cool.
to make it easier.
Adobe Premiere Rush puts a suite of powerful editing tools right on your phone. It supports DeX and HDR 10 Plus, and it delivers
DeX.
Optimized graphics performance.
That would be an interesting
really
thing
easy
to check out. Editing a video on DeX on a desktop streaming.
Shoot a few stunning HDR 10 Plus videos, cut them together on your S10, and share them instantly on social media. It is that simple.
This is what people want to do.
We have a couple of special guests here today to tell you
Instagram
more
stories.
About the Premiere Rush.
Right.
Their YouTube channel, Coisa de Nerd, was the first tech channel in Brazil to reach 1 billion views. So they know a thing or two,
shout out
or
to
more
Brazil.
Like a billion, about how to shoot and edit video. Please welcome to the demo stage, Leon Martins and Nilsa Moreto.
It's very smart of Adobe to partner
everyone.
With Samsung on this.
Thank you to Samsung for inviting us back to Unpacked. I'm Leon.
I'm Nils. And we are a YouTuber from Brazil, and we've been working with Samsung for years now.
Yeah, all around the world, in Brazil, in Barcelona, in Seoul, and now in San Francisco.
Last April in Seoul, we had dinner with DJ Cole.
We told him how much we love our Galaxy smartphones, and we told him something that would make us love them even more. The ability to edit our videos straight from our phones.
The Galaxy series has the power to record some amazing videos.
We use ours to record videos for our YouTube channels all the time.
But when it's time to edit,
we always have to transfer the raw footage to our PC in order to have access to more advanced editing tools. Well, DJ listened to us that night, and now with the all-new Adobe Premiere Rush for Samsung, we can edit from our smartphones. Rush brings powerful editing tools to Android so we can trim our videos, do color correction, and even add titles on our phones, just like we can do on a PC. Today, we are super excited to give you a sneak peek of Rush on the Galaxy S10. Here is a project we just put together in the hotel room.
This is pretty amazing. And imagine this on the Fold.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking the same thing.
So when you think that this Fold could actually maybe replace your laptop,
right?
Then maybe 1980 isn't such a big price.
Sure.
And combined with the S10's amazing AMOLED display, we know for a fact that the colors we are editing will turn out just as we intended. Now, let's see how my story is coming together.
Let's see.
Done. Let's just share it.
Rush lets you share your videos to all your favorite social media channels.
These are two wild and crazy presenters.
Editing videos on Galaxy will be easier than ever, thanks to Adobe Premiere Rush. We are excited to bring you
Adobe
Rush for Samsung
English
later this year. I can't wait to see the amazing content you will create with the Galaxy S10. And
Brazil is a
Premiere
huge
Rush.
Market, by the way, and it's a
thank you.
Very savvy thing to feature Brazilian YouTubers, I think.
Thank you, Nilsa and Leon. As you just saw, your S10 can help you shoot and edit exceptional videos. It also helps you take exceptional selfies because of the significant improvements we've made to its front camera. We've added dual pixel technology, which lets you take better pictures in low light and significantly improves autofocus. So now you can spend more time composing your shot and less time waiting for your camera to focus. And that's not all. With the S10 Plus, you get two front cameras that work together to capture depth of field, meaning you can take beautiful live focus selfies just like these. We all use the camera on the front of our phones to document our lives, not just in photos, but in videos too. We record whenever the mood strikes us and go live at a moment's notice. And that's why we made sure that the S10's front camera supports UHD video so you can capture high-quality content. For many of us, sharing our favorite photos and videos is part of everyday life. We wanted to make sharing easier and better than ever. So we teamed up with a partner who could help us do just that, Instagram. To tell you more about what we've been working on, please help me welcome
up-and-coming company called Instagram.
Very interesting. Not Facebook.
Right.
Thank you, Suzanne. Hi, everyone. My name is Adam Osseri. I'm the head of Instagram.
He's the boss.
Personally,
he was a VP head of product. And he took over when, of course, the founders left.
Personally, I use Instagram to connect with my closest friends, to be inspired about photography, fashion, design, the backcountry. And most importantly to me personally, to share stories about my two boys, which is why I'm excited to be here with our partners at Samsung. We've worked together to rethink the experience of Instagram on the S10. The Galaxy S series has a long history of empowering photographers all around the world. And we think that that, combined with how Instagram connects you with the people and the things that you love, can make for a really powerful combination.
Well, Sari was a 10-year employee of Facebook before he moved over to run Instagram. So he really is a Facebooker more than anything else. And it's interesting that they're highlighting this without the word Facebook in it.
Right.
So when you take a picture with this great camera, you'll be able to easily access Instagram stories. You'll be able to use our creative tools, so stickers,
not Snapchat,
music, and more. And then share with the people that you care about on Instagram.
That's huge.
The S10 will be the best way to express yourself on Instagram.
Big vote from Samsung.
Instagram and selfies aren't as much fun alone. So DJ, do you mind coming up? Can I get him? Yes.
Can I get him? You bet you can get him.
I appreciate you being a sport. Let's stand over here. All right, so you just... Yeah. All right, so...
It's so funny to remember that Instagram wasn't even on Android for forever.
That's true.
And now it may be the best... Android may be the best Instagram experience.
We can add maybe a hashtag. And then...
Oh, well done.
Just share to Instagram.
You didn't really
That's
show
it. Actually shared.
So it's really an Instagram machine.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
I wonder if you can uninstall Instagram.
I hope that's okay.
Was it Samsung that had Facebook installed and you couldn't even remove it if you wanted to?
Probably still do.
Brilliant. Anyway.
I imagine there's a lot of money in it for Samsung to have a permanent install of Instagram on there. That's very valuable to Facebook. That means everything you do on that phone, Facebook is gathering.
Wow, epic selfie, guys.
I think privacy advocates are going to be concerned about this.
As you saw,
Facebook might have a sour name right now, even in the general public, but
Instagram is going to be seen by people as, oh, this is great. But remember, you are giving Facebook access.
We're pleased to announce that we're opening up the Galaxy Cameras SDK.
I presume you can disable it.
Now, when you're in your favorite apps, you can access all of your favorite features, including low light shots and HDR.
We just don't use it.
And
or they log in and then forget about it.
Right. Meanwhile,
I don't have an Instagram account anymore, so it's not a selling point for me.
We built the Galaxy S10 with a pro-grade camera system that fits in your pocket. It's versatile enough to
really
take
interesting
gorgeous
decision
shots in any situation,
part.
Front or back, day or night, wherever and whenever you want.
That could
and
burn them if
it's smart
there's an Instagram
backlash. Amateur photo bugs like me shoot like the pros.
But I mean, there has been for Facebook, just and that hasn't burned them.
Oh, I think it has. Don't you think a lot of people resent the fact that Facebook is installed on Samsung phones?
I mean, but, well, yeah, I mean, has that prevented some people from buying Samsung phones?
Maybe not from buying it. Yeah, maybe not from buying it.
Please welcome Drew Blackard.
But as we know, all it really takes is one big blowout, and people's awareness can shift.
Thanks, Suzanne. Great to be here. You've already heard a lot today about the next generation of mobile technology. A pro-grade camera, a sprawling end-to-end display, even a whole new category of device. And all these innovations are built on a new foundation.
You want to see it, the photo that Masseri posted on his Instagram account. It doesn't actually look that good.
Laid the groundwork for the future smartphones.
Okay.
I can go to the
10 years
ago, let's look at the original
on Instagram.
We introduced
the first Galaxy S.
Oops.
And it had a class-leading 512 megabytes of RAM.
That seems like somebody else posted that. I have to follow.
And a lot's changed since then.
Masseri.
Now we play console.
Does it say Twitter for iPhone?
One thing that worries me is it looks like it will hashtag with Galaxy.
We keep all our music and photos right on our phones.
Right.
So along the way, we've worked continuously to bring Galaxy users more power, and more storage. And today, with the Galaxy S10 Plus, you can get up to 12 gigabytes of RAM and 1 terabyte of storage.
All right, so we've hit the 12 gig.
Is 12 better?
I mean, same was asked about 8, about 6.
Level storage,
it just keeps going up. My opinion is always more's better, right? I don't know if it actually makes a difference, but sure. I don't know how much you have to pay to get 12, though.
That Instagram photo did not go directly to Adam's account. It is not on Adam's account.
Oh. Somebody in the audience was picking their nose or something.
He said that went right to Instagram.
Its new processor enables up to 29% faster CPU speeds and 37% faster GPU speeds than the S9. That means that the S10 is powerful enough for some incredible experiences. Take gaming, for example. Next month, our partners at Unity are launching a new feature called Adaptive Performance to enhance their game development platform. And we've been working with them every step of the way. Of the
Russell
thousand
Holly
most popular games
that
in the
in
world,
a lot of the shots on the stage
created Unity,
of
Unity's
the S10,
platform.
People's fingers are covering
today,
the camera.
We're proud to announce that
and,
the S10
you know,
will be
because
the first
of where this whole punch camera is,
optimized to work
not in the middle, but up at the top corner there, that's going to be a problem.
You'll get a smoother, more seamless gaming performance. Even with the most graphic-intensive games.
You'll have to remember not to put your hand
We're
over it if you're doing a selfie.
Working with Unity and Calm to Us to bring new games like Summoner's War, Lost Centuria, right to your S10. Now, let's talk about another one of S10's superpowers. It's battery. The S10 Plus is equipped with an all-day battery.
4,100 milliamp
hour. Lasts up to 25% longer than the previous.
Which is slightly...
That's a lot.
Which is a lot, slightly less than the one that has the two batteries, the Fold.
And the Mate 20 has, I think, almost a 5.
S10 identifies the apps that you use less often.
1,000 milliamp hours.
Then it automatically
But really, at that point, at 4,100, you should be able to make it through the dang day.
Yeah.
It only gets smarter over time.
And if not, I'm guessing you're an edge case.
S10's battery is more intelligent and more powerful than ever before. And in fact, it's so powerful that it can power more than just your phone. Let's face it, these days we carry around a ton of devices. We've got phones in our pockets, wireless earbuds in our ears,
they're claiming 25%
on our wrists.
Better battery life.
Getting
that's pretty
harder
good.
To mm-hmm. keep all those devices.
Because I never had any trouble at all with
carrying
the
around a tangle of cables.
No, neither did I.
That's why we built the same technology we use in our wireless chargers right into the S10, transforming your device into a wireless charging pad.
Nice.
It's pretty incredible.
This is that two-way.
You just place
a
watch, earbuds, or even a friend's smartphone onto the back of the S10 and watch the battery fill up.
I can see a lot of friends saying, can I piggyback on your phone? No.
Lineup supports fast wireless charging.
Do you have a spare 10% that you can loan me?
From 0 to 100 up to 36% faster than before.
presumably you have to have the Amazon.
With
some
a phone
sort of
this
Samsung
powerful, you want to stay connected.
I have the
everywhere
Samsung fast
go.
Charger. Definitely
so we
charges
made the
fast.
Wi-Fi experience on the S10 even smarter.
The
with
wireless
machine
pad.
Learning.
Yeah.
Your phone can tell if you're in a place where the Wi-Fi might be a little unreliable, and it can tell if you're on the move, if you're in a car walking down the street. And when the S10 senses changes like these, it seamlessly switches to an LTE network. And it makes that switch twice as fast as before. The S10 can also distinguish between secure and unsecure Wi-Fi networks in real time. So you don't accidentally connect to a suspicious
Google's already
network.
Doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds
when it comes to Wi-Fi speeds, S10 is built for tomorrow. We're pleased to announce that the S10 is the first ever mobile device compatible
Wi-Fi 6,
with Wi-Fi 6.
This is the new Wi-Fi designation system, and I for the life of me can't remember.
Wi-Fi 6 is a next-generation network that supports speeds
faster,
up to
802.11.
It's like AX or something like that.
Yeah, maybe it's AX.
And you know
yeah.
when you're in places like the airport, you can't connect because there's so many people on the same Wi-Fi network? That's when Wi-Fi 6 will make a huge difference.
Yeah, when somebody puts in Wi-Fi 6 access points.
Right. Someday.
In fact, thanks to our partners at Cisco, all of you here today will have a chance to try out Wi-Fi 6 on an S10 at the Product Experience Zone right after the show.
Interesting.
Several gigabits per second.
From its always-on connectivity. To its ultrasonic fingerprint
dozens
security.
Dozens of devices at once.
From its pro-grade camera and
guess
immersive
picked
display
a bad week to, buy
to its wireless charging super
Wi-Fi router.
Galaxy S10 is a next-generation device. And we've designed three different models so you can choose which version is right for you. S10 offers a premium Galaxy experience with all the features you've come to know and love over the last decade.
TP-Link is offering Wi-Fi 6.
S10 Plus supercharges that
so
experience.
So is Netgear with its
giving you more
AX
screen,
6000.
More cameras, and more battery. And the S10e
bucks.
Has all the essentials in a more compact form factor. So no matter what you're looking for, there's a state-of-the-art Galaxy that's perfect for you. To help us take a closer look, please welcome back our demo expert, Josh Kim. Hey there, Josh.
Hey, Ju. This is so much fun. I'm honored
Did he say,
to show
hey, Ju?
Everyone the S10 lineup
oh, Drew.
For the very
okay.
first time. Well, I see you have all three models there. So which one's your favorite, Josh?
Well, it is weird. These guys are on stage, but they put them in a box.
Yeah.
And I think that's because in a close-up really like this, you don't nice want to see that big LED screen.
It's compact.
Yeah.
It has everything you
kind
need
isolated,
in your phone.
Even though it's wide open.
Hey, Ju, which one's your favorite?
I think my favorite's the S10. For me, it's the perfect balance of performance and size. What about the S10 Plus? Let's show them the S10 Plus.
Sure.
So now we're seeing the three different sizes.
This is the S10 Plus.
The E, the 10, and the 10 Plus.
Perfect for those.
10E, 10, and 10 Plus.
Thank you. This one's perfect for those who want even more
the
from the 10E
is 5.8 inches. The 10 is 6.1 inches.
And it looks like you got a lot
S10
of color on that table
6.
Over there, Josh.
6.4 inches.
Yeah, all three of these models come in a range of beautiful colors. I like the black one personally.
You can only get 12 gigs, of course, in the
right
Plus.
For everyone.
Right.
Awesome. And
starting
a lot
price
of people
for these will be $749
the
for the 10E.
S10 Plus with
sure.
1 terabyte.
So
of storage, $1,600.
On my left, and the S10 on the right. As you can see, the size of the phone, we've kept it really similar. But once you turn on the device, the display, you can see the S10 has much more screen.
And of course, that's because while the S9 has the Infinity display, the S10 has our Infinity O
Plus.
Display.
There's nothing bigger than infinity. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Our stream is breaking up.
Sonic fingerprint scanner. We show them how it works?
Sure.
Yeah,
it's really
so they've
simple.
Really minimized
all
the,
I do,
the bezel
place
on
my
this.
Thumb on the bottom of the screen. That's it.
Does that mean edge is gone? I don't see any edge indicator on the right.
You're right. I don't really see. It's hard to see if there's maybe a minimal
now
bezel or if
the
there's
camera.
Wraparound
can you show us
there.
The camera?
Sure. Let me show you how amazing the different lenses are on the S10. Comes with multiple cameras on the back, so you have the right lens for every situation.
Oh, he's getting
right,
up out
so
of the box.
Are you taking a shot there, Josh?
Careful.
Wait,
here
what are you
I
doing?
Box with the S10.
Stay
we didn't
in
rehearse
the box.
This.
I can easily zoom in. But then I can go ultra wide.
Ultra wide. It's the new ultra wide mode.
Perfect. So with ultra wide, you can just get more into any shot, right? Yeah, that's awesome. Good. Well, thanks for helping out, Josh.
Is that what that means? Okay.
just so you know how to write about that in your story.
So the big battery, the big memory, the big storage all requires a 10 plus.
So mark your calendars because it's right around the corner. And you'll be happy to know the S10 comes in brand
March
new, eco-friendly packages.
So pre-ordering tomorrow.
And for the first
delivery
time,
March 8th.
You can go to one of three.
And if you pre-order now, you get the buds included, which is $149.
They open today in LA.
We'll see more about these buds.
New York, in my hometown, Houston, Texas.
But not here in San Francisco, so
where all of you are.
Sorry.
The Galaxy S10 is a new kind of smartphone. We drew on 10 years of innovation to create a beautiful, immersive, and secure device. And best of all, it connects you to the rest of the Samsung ecosystem. To tell you more about that ecosystem, please welcome to the stage Alina Vives.
Now we'll hear a little bit about Bixby, I'm sure. We'll hear a little bit about Dex.
They didn't even mention Bixby yet.
No. Supposedly this has Bixby.
They didn't even mention the Bixby 2.0. Button or
anything.
Yeah,
you're right. There was no Bixby button mentioned. I think it's still there.
Oh, yeah, it's there. Well, it was in the renders. I don't know. Let me look at the actual pictures.
The S10 is an incredible phone.
Yeah, still has a Bixby button.
But it's even more powerful when you connect it to the rest of the Samsung Galaxy. The Samsung Galaxy is an ecosystem that is so much greater than the sum of its parts.
They're finally putting Lispers up on the stage.
All of our products work seamlessly
together. What's
that? Putting people who lisp up on the stage. Offering experiences that touch every part of your life. From managing your smart home,
equal time for Lispers.
Keeping an eye on your health, you're always in control. So,
Samsung covers
let me show
all the bases.
You how by introducing our new line of next-generation wearables. First up, the all-new Galaxy Buds.
Buds!
The Buds.
What's up, Galaxy Buds? Bluetooth earbuds. At the same time, these phones have headphone ports, so it's not like they're saying...
You don't have to use them.
Yeah, it's not like they're saying this is the future.
And remember, Buds was exactly the term Google used for their Bluetooth
Pixel
headphones.
Buds, yeah, you're right.
Pixel Buds.
Pixel Buds. So,
guess you can't own Buds.
The Galaxy Buds are so cool, and there are so many different ways you can use them.
And they're coming iPhone
white. These wireless earbuds deliver a premium audio experience with sound by AKG.
I'm sure they sound great.
Now,
I would say,
music,
by the way, I just want to point out, sound by AKG,
sound
by
amazing.
Harman, and they should add by Samsung.
Right.
Samsung owns it all.
Same.
And they make sure you can be heard.
The packed-in-the-box headphones, AKG headphones that come with
they're
the...
Quite good.
They're great.
They're quite good.
I use them all the time.
These mics are
adaptive
smart.
Dual mics.
They know how noisy it is around you. When it's quiet, the outer mic captures the sound of your voice. And when it gets louder, the buds switch to the inner mic pick up your voice directly from you.
Very nice.
So no matter where you go or what you're doing, the person will be able to hear you loud and clear.
I think we should be clap. Yeah, sure.
The Galaxy Buds are also designed for all-day comfort. They're 30% smaller than our previous version, making them our lightest, most compact, and most comfortable wireless earbuds yet. And they'll last longer, too. We created a high-efficiency chipset for the Galaxy Buds so you can take up to 5 hours of calls or stream up to 6 hours of music on a single charge. The Galaxy Buds come enabled with Bixby, so you can control them with your voice. You can adjust settings, turn ambient sound mode on or off, or check battery status all with a simple voice command. You can even use your Buds to control Bixby on your S10.
Oh,
just
goody.
Say, play my morning playlist on Samsung Music. It's so easy. You don't even need to take your phone out of your
I've
pocket.
I've just learned the canary yellow version of the phone will not
today,
be available in the U.S.
I'm sorry. Instructions in three
no banana
languages.
Phone for you.
German.
However, Flamingo
Italian,
Pink and Prism Blue will.
Okay. Happy that Flamingo Pink is in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted
even
anyways.
Supports British English. That means it can tell the difference between the Queen's English and my Queen's New York accent.
And Trump's English.
The Galaxy Buds let's come in face an all-new cord-free charging case.
Say the Queen's English, you got to say Trump's English.
This case supports wireless charging for the very first time. And of course, that means you can charge it using wireless power share with your S10.
That, I think, is really nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
That could be clever, yeah. Of course, you only have 4,000.
Galaxy Buds are 4,100 milliamp hours at most.
Oh, canary yellow available in the Buds.
They look just as good as they
$129.
Sound, they'll be available starting just March 8th.
A little less than the rumor.
Yeah, which is a fine price much less than for Apple. Bluetooth earbuds.
Yep. Yep.
If they work well.
The Galaxy Buds are the Bluetooth 5? Companion to your S10, whether you're working or working out. That's the power of the Samsung ecosystem.
Or hardly working.
You get a diverse collection of devices that all work seamlessly together to make your life easier. And today, we're expanding that ecosystem with new
Bluetooth
wearables
5.
That help you track your fitness, manage your health, and improve your overall wellness.
I will say that the earbuds that
Galaxy
I've had that support Bluetooth 5.
Fit.
Seem to work
pairings
for me.
Better.
Pairings, yeah, seamless and stability. It doesn't break up on.
That's
me.
A huge thing.
That's what
Bluetooth
I
drops
needed
out on
to
me a lot.
Do
yeah.
Bluetooth earbuds.
You're watching our live coverage of Samsung's Galaxy Unpacked event, announcing the Galaxy Fold, the S10e, S10, and S10 Plus, and now they're talking about some extra stuff, including Galaxy Buds, a new Galaxy Watch, and a new Galaxy Band. Galaxy Watch Active and Fit.
Which they already leaked yesterday. Again, Samsung's been very active at leaking their devices ahead of this announcement.
These are not Android Wear, of course. These are Tizen.
And lightweight, so you'll always be comfortable wearing it. We rebuilt the watch's body with a sleek new aluminum that's super light. We also redesigned the strap using a soft, durable material.
Samsung was able to get wireless charging in its...
or hitting the hay.
Buds box.
Galaxy Watch
Apple
Active
has yet
is also
to do that.
5 ATM water resistant, so you can wear it while you're swimming. It has an intuitive user interface, so it's easier than ever to check your stats in a single glance or swipe. The Galaxy Watch Active is the full smartwatch experience. It supports a diverse range of useful apps, and with over 60,000 watch faces to choose from, you're sure to find one that you love. But if you want a wearable dedicated just to fitness, like checking your heart rate or counting your steps, then the Galaxy Fit might be the right fit for you. At 23 grams, the Galaxy Fit is about as light as a single strawberry. Just like the Galaxy Watch Active,
it's an interesting comparison, but I think I get it.
To wear a strawberry on your wrist.
Don't let the sleek, minimal design fool you. With a color AMOLED display,
I think that's really not a good measure. There's all sorts of sizes of strawberries.
If your wrist can support the weight of a strawberry, then you're in luck.
Roberto Baldwin tweets, I weigh 486 strawberries.
And with a long-lasting battery, you can keep it going for about a week on a single charge. Whether you choose the fitness-focused Galaxy Fit or the full smartwatch experience with the Galaxy
Watch
Active,
really like
Active,
the S3 Frontier. I've really liked Samsung smartwatches.
Yeah, their wearables have been great.
A powerful suite of integrated sensors. Both
one way where Tizen is actually working.
Can I get one that weighs less than a blueberry? That's what I'm asking.
And if they don't
that's
recognize
all I want.
Your favorite workout on their own, don't worry. The Galaxy Watch Active and the Galaxy Fit both support manual tracking for dozens of other exercises, so you can tailor them to match your routine. These wearables keep working even when you're not. With sleep tracking, the Galaxy
Watch
Active and the Galaxy Fit can analyze the different stages of sleep, including REM and deep sleep, giving you more insight into your health than ever before. The Galaxy Watch Active and the Galaxy Fit track your exercise, your sleep, and everything in between. They include heart rate monitors and offer continuous stress tracking to keep you calm when life gets overwhelming. Your body is a delicate ecosystem.
Yes, it is.
That's why our ecosystem helps
it's like
you take
she's talking
care of it.
Directly to me.
This entire line of new wearables has been designed to work seamlessly together and with all of your Samsung products. Hey, Josh, want to help me show them?
Sure, Jew.
I'd love to.
Josh is back.
Thank you.
Josh is back. He's going to unbox
it. Josh.
Your Galaxy products easily connect to one another from the moment you take them out of the box. Let's show everyone how the new Galaxy Buds and our newest tablet connect together. All he has to do
this is the tablet
open the
that
lid
they.
This is actually exactly Apple's AirPod.
Press one button. Wait for it. And the buds automatically pair with the tablet.
That's fantastic.
I believe this tablet
is what Apple does.
She's showing off as the newly announced the Galaxy Tab S5e.
Yeah, I just
which they
got
announced
my new Tab
days ago.
S5e here. Yep. It's amazing. Oh,
you named
super
it.
Lightweight and perfect.
Well done, Jason.
Thank you, Josh.
How about watching a video?
Yeah, this is one thing to really love about AirPods.
I really like that video. I feel like we've seen it already today. But let's say while he's watching this video again, he gets interrupted by a phone call. Using call message continuity on the Tab S5e,
Apple's gonna be so mad.
He can answer the call right from
continuity.
His
yeah, this is now generic.
He can have a conversation using his buds, and when he's finished, he can get right back to the video.
Waste no time.
Finally.
Thank goodness.
I want to show you my favorite.
I'm back to my video.
Wireless power share. If the battery is running low on my Galaxy Watch Active, I can get a charge from Josh's S10.
That's right. All you have to do is turn on wireless power share.
Power share, yes.
And place your device on the back of the phone.
But here she comes. She's going to put her watch on there.
This red light means your Galaxy Buds are charging. And now, let's try charging Alina's watch. Would you like to do the honors?
This is exactly why I don't want anybody to know about this, because people are going to honestly come up to you and say, can I borrow some? Wow.
Let me try again.
Is battery not sacred?
They applauded that it didn't work. I thought that was cool. Wait a minute.
It's really simple. So
okay.
Just turn it on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
And you place your device.
I guess it doesn't
please
work.
Crossing fingers. Boom. Crossing fingers.
Oh, boom.
There you go.
Now they get a cheer. Boom.
Wireless power share works for many of the devices we've talked about today. You can charge your Fold or your S10.
Wrong camera.
And you can use them both to charge your other devices, whether it's your Buds or your Watch Active.
So that was a interesting point. You have to turn it on in
see
the
how easy
right
it is?
Quick
okay
settings.
Told you it was my favorite feature.
So no one, you couldn't be on the subway and someone hit your phone and like, yeah, I'm going to steal some battery
yeah, exactly
from that person. Thank you, Josh. Until
whether
next time.
Whether you want a premium smartwatch or a straightforward fitness band, there's a next generation wearable that's perfect for you. If you're looking for a new tablet, you can pick up the Tab S5e.
They unfortunately lost the rotating bezel, which I really liked about the S3.
Oh, yeah.
The Samsung ecosystem grows
stronger. Well, it was a nice control mechanism.
It really worked. It was unique, and I thought it worked very well.
It had a nice feel to it.
It looks good.
The ecosystem is only as powerful as the connections among its devices, which is why we're thrilled to tell you about another incredible breakthrough, a network that will soon change mobile connectivity as we know it. To tell you more,
5G.
Please welcome back Drew Blacker.
So they already said there's a 5G version of the Fold. There's going to be a 5G version of the S10.
Yeah.
Thanks, when? We've talked a lot today about
September.
A future where our smartphones are more than just smartphones.
Because there's nowhere you can use it.
A future led by a generation that expects more from their technology. A future where all our devices,
including that the Note, when that's
the
announced,
ones we wear, are
will be 5G.
Connected.
Right around that.
To make that
yeah
future possible, we need one more essential element.
Apparently, it'll be available from
the
Verizon
next generation
initially
mobile
only.
That network and the key to our connected future is 5G.
5G, 5G, 5G. Oh my goodness!
Now, back in the day, first generation networks basically let us make phone calls without the cords. Second generation networks introduced mobile data, and that ushered in an era of texting. It changed the way we communicate.
3G made connecting to the internet on the
probably going to tie into Qualcomm's recent announcement. Email, they did the Snapdragon X55 announcement, which is their 5G modem. Mm-hmm. So you probably
bet
this is going to be what's leaked into the phone.
That's the first. That's the first user. Yeah.
The rise of social media.
They got in there just in time for
but these phones, you know, and especially the Fold, will really prosper in a fast network. I think makes sense.
And 5G represents our biggest step forward yet. First off, it'll be faster than any network we've ever seen, roughly 20 times faster than 4G. Second, it'll be capable of just a millisecond of latency, which is the amount of time between an action and a reaction. And that opens the door for some incredible new possibilities, like remote surgery, cloud gaming, and autonomous driving.
You'll all be doing remote surgery.
It can bring on as many as 1 million devices per square kilometer. That's 10 times more than what's possible today. Soon, network congestion will be a thing of the past. 5G will change everything. It'll enable us to connect and communicate in entirely new ways. It'll empower creators and innovators to bring to life ideas we never thought possible. And it's true, it won't happen overnight. It'll be step by step. And the whole tech industry has been laying the groundwork for 5G for decades. And Samsung, we've helped lead the way. That's because we're uniquely positioned to provide end-to-end solutions for 5G. We make the systems that are bringing 5G networks online. And of course, we make the devices that connect you to those networks, whether they're in your home, your office, or your pocket. And today, we're putting the power of this incredible network in the palm of your hand. It's my pleasure to introduce the Galaxy S10 5G.
Well, this one I have problems with because this is a technology that isn't here yet, won't be here really, despite what AT&T says, for months, if not years, in your market.
They're just all trying to get out ahead of the
curve. Yeah, but it'd be a mistake to buy a phone that supports 5G at this point. It's just too early. They clearly don't expect many people to buy them.
No, but they're, I mean, the push around 5G just as a...
I guess they want to plant their flag.
Yeah, say, exactly. Yeah. I think it's really about that more than anything. You know, Motorola has its phone. I can't remember the name of it, but with the
but
with
it
the
has
Moto
a
Mod.
Back, the Moto
right,
Mod,
totally.
Which
it's totally gimped,
it's
but... But it is 5G. It's a gimmick, but it gets their flag, you know, planted. They can say, well,
now,
we were there first.
Normally, when you transition from one network generation to the next, you get a device that's a little bigger and a little bulkier. But as you just saw, the S10 5G is as sleek and stunning as ever. And this beautiful smartphone doesn't just give you access to blazing speeds and unparalleled connectivity. It also comes with the best of the best technology, so you can get the absolute most out of this revolutionary new network. The S10 5G has hyper-fast speeds that will forever change the way we consume content. You'll be able to download and watch movies at phenomenal speeds and stream games on demand via the cloud. All your favorite content will be accessible in an instant. And for that reason, we gave this device a big screen and a long-lasting battery.
I'll have time. This is not
S10 5G comes with a stunning 6.7-inch dynamic AMOLED display, as well as a 4,500 milliamp hour battery. That's the biggest screen and the biggest battery,
that is a big battery
ever on a Galaxy S.
Clearly, you'll need it for 5G.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And your device will charge quickly, too, because it comes with a special 25-watt charger.
Holy cow.
Whoa.
As network speeds get faster, we'll be able to
Apple
use our phones
a
to five do things
watt
we can hardly imagine. To power these experiences, we outfitted S10 5G with a cutting-edge camera system that includes a powerful new 3D depth-sensing camera. For starters, this camera allows you to take even more amazing photos and videos. For example, you can add things like background blur to your videos in real time. It maps and measures the world around you in incredible detail and accuracy. And for augmented reality, this is going to be a game-changer. With faster network speeds and 3D spatial mapping, you'll be able to interact with the world around you in real time, and it'll feel more real. The S10 5G charts the path for the next 10 years of Galaxy. It's designed for a hyper-connected world where everything and everyone is right there at your fingertips. We are excited for you to experience the magic 5G. And this is just the beginning. In the coming years, we're going to evolve from blazing speeds, uninterrupted connectivity, and true mobility to truly connected living. To share more about our vision for the future of 5G, please welcome back DJ Ko.
So that sounds like we're about ready to wrap,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
we've seen everything.
He's going to come up, round everything out.
Unless he has one more thing, but I don't expect that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it would be.
For nearly a decade, we have been on a quest to transform 5G from the dream of a small group of Samsung researchers into a commercial technology that will change the world. From the first transmission to a vehicle traveling over 100 miles per hour, to handover between cell towers, to the world's first residential 5G service. And most recently in Korea, the world's first 5G mobile service.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's the difference.
Advanced
if it's 5G available in Korea.
Step by step.
Okay.
But most important, we have built an ecosystem technologies, solutions.
Of course, it makes sense South Korea would be the first to have something like that.
Mm. We would not be here today without the great network operators in Korea, Australia, Europe, and the United States who are helping us bring the power of a 5G into the real world. I'm thrilled to introduce the carrier partners who chose the Samsung Galaxy S10 5G for their commercial 5G services.
See you later. Congratulations on 10 exciting years with Galaxy devices, Samsung friends. Sprint customers cannot wait to get their hands on the Galaxy S10. We know it will be the best one yet.
The best one
yet. And we are so
yet.
Thrilled to launch Sprint 5G this year as we continue our trusted partnership with Samsung. Just imagine the endless
possibilities. Does Samsung make networking here? Because that's an interesting
our blazing fast 5G network
chance for them to eclipse Huawei, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That would be a big opportunity at this point in time if they had something.
Thank you for taking this journey together.
I don't feel like I hear much about Samsung.
Cheers to the next 10 years of Galaxy.
Vodafone's always valued its strategic relationship
yes,
with Samsung.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
we've had wonderful devices.
They make
from
the entire
you,
chain,
including the very first Galaxy. We are super
man,
excited
while the iron's hot
about
right now.
The S10, its new
so,
design,
well, it's not
its
looking
features,
too.
Samsung makes the chips, makes the devices, including home routers and network equipment
on our new networks this year. Hmm. Please keep up the great work.
Maybe there's good an opportunity the launch, for Samsung, because right remember, right. South Korea we trust.
Happy birthday,
China we don't.
Galaxy, from the entire Deutsche Telekom family. I remember pretty well the first day when I was trying to sell a Samsung phone to a German customer. Not easy. You launched the Galaxy S, and 10 years later you were the world market leader. What an unbelievable success. Over the years we have built a trustworthy relationship, even a friendship.
Trust.
We stick together in good times and
trust.
Bad times. We have mutual trust among the partners. And
very
we
interesting.
Believe in work hard, play hard. So let's rock the future.
Right.
Very
you
interesting.
You can trust us.
Without mentioning Huawei,
yeah.
This is...
Yeah.
I think I'm reading this as an interesting...
I'd like to thank all our esteemed partners who have worked so passionately to help us bring 5G to the real world. Here in the U.S., our first 5G partner was Verizon. We have been working together to accelerate the development of a 5G since 2017. Today, it is my pleasure to introduce Verizon CEO Hans Vestberg. Hans?
Yeah. here's Verizon on stage. And, of course, it's my understanding they'll be the first to offer this 5G S10 later this year.
Okay. Thank you, JG.
Yeah, please.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. And first of all, I would like to thank the whole Galaxy family, the Samsung, for the 10 years of unparalleled innovation that we have seen. And of course, we at Verizon has been enjoying that journey fantastically. And we have also, on behalf of Verizon, been extremely excited to see the range of products that have come out today. All of them going to fit nicely into our more than 115 million mobile subscribers here in the U.S. But to be honest, I'm a little bit more excited for the 5G phone. It's just amazing that finally we're standing here at the brink of bringing 5G to the market. And we're also proud to announce that our customer, our Verizon customers, they're going to be the first to get the 5G phones in their hand. Because of the collaboration and the innovation we're doing together with Samsung, they're going to be the first getting into their hand.
Was Verizon the first major network in the U.S. to roll out LTE?
Yes. It was, yeah.
As DJ said, it's not the first time we're doing collaboration together. We've done that over years. And actually, the first 4G LTE Galaxy phone was first launched for the customer of Verizon. And as you heard, as recent as last fall, we launched together the first 5G service in the world, which was the 5G Home. The 5G Home is a totally new innovative way of bringing broadband to the home, not with fiber, but with 5G wireless. And that tells you a little
really
bit
get
about
from
the
this
collaboration,
event is,
but it also tells you quite a lot.
And I'm sure it's conscious, but Samsung is very much
about 5G,
the technological future. You compare this to Apple, and Apple feels laggard in all of this. They don't have, they won't have a 5G phone until next year at best. You also feel how global it is, and Apple has not historically done as well globally. This is very smart of Samsung.
Right.
They look like the future, don't they?
And especially this being their 10-year anniversary of the lineup.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like on the 10-year anniversary, they need a message that says, this is what's next. This is our game plan. And it just so happens to be timed with 5G, which is already a really big future buzzword. And then, of course, the Fold.
So what color? Prism white, prism black, prism blue, prism flamingo pink, ceramic white. Ceramic black. Looks like the page is up now. They're selling it on all the carriers in the U.S. $600 more for a terabyte.
We are excited on 5G.
$15.99. But who needs a terabyte in their phone?
Yes, for editing video on your phone, maybe.
If you are not excited about it,
seriously, starts at 128 gig.
That's probably fine.
Sorry, Verizon guy.
We've lost interest in your vision of the future.
Yeah. So, did I see $9.99 online? Is that for
$9.99 locked for the 128 gig?
So that's a start for the S10.
Yeah. That's a $1,000 phone.
S10 Plus. S10 Plus. Okay, that makes sense.
S10.
Thank you.
$8.99 with Galaxy Buds free. Well, that's $120 additional.
When I see Hans and Tim, the Deutsche Telekom, I need to move
just keeps
to
creeping,
more entrance.
Yeah.
Next time. It has been so great to introduce new family of Galaxy devices today. This would not have been possible without thousands of great partners and hundreds of millions of amazing customers. Our commitment to you, to all our customers, is to create the world's most advanced mobile experiences and to provide a seamless trouble-free service that continues throughout the life of every Samsung Galaxy product you own. Now, thanks to our new Connected Care Center, we are excited to offer Galaxy customers always-on support through the Samsung Members app and our 24/7 helpline. Thank you all so much for being here. I look forward to working with all of you to make the next era of mobile innovation even more amazing than the first. Thank you. Thank you.
And that concludes.
Thank you, DJ.
The Samsung event with their CEO. Well, should we watch this video? This is the kid from The Shining, I believe. Or yes. Is it Omen?
Nope. No elevator scene. We're safe.
They like the Disney movies.
So is this a 5G?
This is que sera sera. I guess it's not Disney, but it's... it's definitely...
Is this a 5G Samsung commercial?
Whatever will be... Oh, the future's not ours to see. Yeah. But this is Samsung's vision of the future. When I grew up, you fell in love. Can you do an ultrasound with your phone yet?
Not yet, that I know of.
I don't want a robot doing the tattoo.
Oh, no, that's not. It's a robot through a person that's operating it from a different place.
And look at all those drones. That can't be good.
5G can enable all of this.
Isn't that how the Clone Wars began?
Oh, the future's weird.
Oh, everybody's playing augmented reality games. This is what it's going to be like when the Harry Potter game comes out. What we create today lets you create the future. I think Samsung really did a good job of positioning themselves as the company of the future. They're not maybe in advance of companies like Huawei, which have already got many of these features. They're not, but I think they really have even eclipsed Google's Pixel phone with their camera. They're showing Apple to be somewhat of a laggard technologically.
Apple has always been a little bit behind on some of these features.
Intentionally so.
Yeah, they kind of drift back a little bit, and then they jump in when they've got their own version of these things. And, you know, Apple's very known for, even though they come in a little bit late on some of this stuff, still feeling fresh when they do and bring a lot. So that's just...
Don't count Apple out.
No, absolutely don't count Apple out as far as that's concerned. But Samsung does a really great job of showing what phones can do and setting the stage, maybe not necessarily for Apple in the near term, but for other, especially other Android OEMs to say like, oh, well, if Samsung's doing that, I guess we have to too.
And let's not forget, as the chairman of Verizon pointed out, CEO of Verizon pointed out, Samsung 10 years ago was copying Apple, basically.
Yeah.
10 years later, they're the number one phone manufacturer in the world. They've really shown some real success. So what do we see? Well, the Galaxy Fold led off. In fact, this was an example of Samsung's going from their best to their least important because they...
Right, yeah.
Which Apple doesn't typically do, but I think that's legitimate. They got a lot of attention right up front when most people are watching for the Galaxy Fold. That won't be available till April.
Which is way sooner than I expected.
And of course, the headline is it's almost $2,000. But it's not to be forgotten that one of the advantages they have is the $2,000 phone is that looks so different is that everyone will know you had $2,000 to spend on a phone. It has definite prestige value.
Well, and Samsung called it a luxury device. Yeah. So, I mean, right off, if the price didn't clue you in to that, I mean, they're branding it as a luxury device. This is meant to be seen. It's meant to be kind of a status symbol to a certain degree. Pull it out and you want someone to notice
six
it.
Six cameras, two on the front, four inside. No, three inside and one in the back.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Plus track. A lot of cameras. They will have a small 4-plus-inch screen on the front when you open it up. And there is what they called continuity, the ability to, if you have something on the small front screen, a message, a video, a map, when you open it up, it immediately goes in full size to the big screen, which is close to 7 inches.
Yeah, and there was a little bit of a delay, but if you remember that Xiaomi folding video that they had a couple of weeks ago, when that happened and it unfolded, everything reoriented. It was like five or six like jiggles before it finally lands. It doesn't show anything on the Samsung Fold, Galaxy Fold immediately, but when it comes on, everything's there in its right place. I'd say it's about as seamless as you could expect right now, and I imagine that'll get better over time.
It'll be really interesting. We'll get one for review just to see what it looks like. Here's the order page, which is already up on the Samsung site. You'll be able to officially pre-order tomorrow for delivery, what did they say, March 8th? These are the three sizes. The 10E, which is the smallest of the three, also has the smallest battery. But it's the smallest price, $750. You'll have a choice of starting. Every one of these phones, by the way, starts at 128 gigs capacity.
And is every one of them capable of 1 terabyte? Like even the E?
No. So, well, let's see. Now let's see.
Oh, no. The E goes to 256.
Well, so here's the deal. The way they've done it is by color. So some colors will unlock these. Yeah. So, no, that's all. 128 or 256 for an additional $100 on the 10E. Does not include the Galaxy Buds, which the bigger sizes do, but that's the price point, the low price point, $750. If you move to the slightly bigger S10, then you do have some more memory price choices. You have Prism White, Prism Black, Prism Blue. Those all have, and Flamingo Pink, all of which have 128 gig or 512 gig storage choices.
Okay,
and these, they're not specifying RAM. Although it looked like, and let me look, because I have a...
You go up to 12,
I have a sheet from Tom's Guide on this. It looked like the RAM, you had some choices, but maybe not. 6 and 8 gigs on the 10E, but I did not see that.
Yeah,
8 gigs on the S10, and then if we go back to the order page, if you want 512 gigs, you're going to have to... I guess that's it. So you can't go to a terabyte on any of them, nor can you get these two color combinations. But you do get the free Galaxy Buds. If you want to get what they're calling ceramic white and ceramic black, I don't know, is that a ceramic back or is that a color? There you can get to the larger memory capacities all the way up to a terabyte. You can also, presumably that includes 12 gigabytes of RAM. So it's a little complicated. You pay for that $1,250 for a half gig of a half terabyte of storage, and
it's not just a
whopping $15.99. It's not just a color.
It's not just the name
back.
Of the color. It's a ceramic back. Yeah.
I kind of like that. So
I do too.
I think my pre-order ended up being for the white ceramic 512. Mm-hmm. I don't remember, but I think that's what I ordered.
512's plenty, right?
Yeah, I've never used more than 120.
I know,
phone.
Exactly. I'm thinking of my own usage. Like, I'm still struggling to fill
but
this.
You can't on these ceramic backs. These are the premium ones. You can't go lower.
Yeah.
So they also announced Pixel Buds. I'm sorry, Galaxy Buds. Google's probably going, Galaxy Buds. They're giving those with pre-orders away with the S10 and the S10 Plus. Those are nice Bluetooth buds with wireless charging. You can actually charge off the back of the phone. Mm-hmm. Because it has this new PowerShare technology.
Yeah, the case actually has that wireless charging capability built in, so that's really nice. Then if you have the Samsung charging pad, it can be one of your many accessories to just throw on top of that.
I do have the old one, so I presume it'll work.
Yeah.
It's, but remember that even though they offer, and you will be getting wireless buds, you also will get in the box wired headphones, and there is a headphone jack.
There is a port
on all of these models.
I think the rumor that I've heard is that the next Note would be the one where Samsung finally switches over to no headphone port. So far so good. Like, they're still holding on, and they're not even making a point of mentioning it either, right? Like, it wasn't even a talking point. Like, everybody else is doing this, but we're sticking to it.
You know what else wasn't a talking point? They didn't mention Android. They didn't mention Android at all.
Nope.
And they didn't mention their new skin, which is Samsung One.
They actually did. They did at the very beginning. They mentioned something about the One UI. As phones are getting bigger, we've simplified the OS. Okay. I don't know if they called out One UI specifically at that point, but they made mention of simplifying things.
Some early reviews came out yesterday. Dieter Bohn at The Verge really thought highly of it.
Yeah, everybody that I've talked to that's used it says it's great. That's actually a really fresh new design, probably the best user experience that Samsung has brought to its phones today.
A few other interesting specs. They're going to support 802.11ax, which is, of course, Wi-Fi 6. You probably don't have a Wi-Fi 6 router at home yet, but those are starting to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that will presumably be faster. I guess that's the main feature of AX.
Right.
So that's nice. All of these phones support that. The 5G phone, did they say a date of availability on the 5G? They talked a lot about 5G at the end. I don't think they mentioned. But from what I've read, it will be available on Verizon in the fall. So it's not something you can buy today. And that's sensible since there's no way you could use the 5G network.
Yeah, I don't know that they had a specific date, but they did say sometime in the fall.
Although, if you're a premium phone buyer, you're kind of put in an interesting position because...
At that point...
You get the Fold in a couple of months, and then you've got maybe a couple of months after that, you've got a 5G phone. So unless you want to spend $10,000 on Samsung phones this year, choose wisely.
First half of 2019, from what I understand, is what they...
First half of 2019. Well, that's
so that's through June. So that's actually not that far away.
Yeah.
And again, you're buying that with the hope that you know the 5G network on Verizon is built out in the area that you happen to be. You're paying a premium price for it.
Well, and remember, there are different versions of 5G, even including AT&T's faux 5G, faux G, I call it, faux GE. And that, of course, is not real 5G. So that works with all your existing phones.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be, I would not rush out to get a 5G phone just yet until you know that you're in that area. On the other hand, if you are in that area,
sure.
A 5G.
Why
area,
not?
You're going to be looking
And it's not the only inclusion that they made in that version of the S10. They've added another camera for depth sensing capabilities, and I think they've increased the battery size, right? Yeah. I can't remember the exact rating of that. So
they're clearly pushing you. If you can't afford, if you can afford it, they're pushing you in that direction.
I mean, between these like premium devices, we've already gotten used to over $1,000 for their Note brand. Now the S10, you know, is passing that. If you're going 5G, that's way passing that. And then of course the Fold is the a nearly $2,000 device. So they're getting us really used to dropping a ton of money on our phones.
Florence Ion is at the event and she's going off into the demo area. Unfortunately, no Galaxy Fold yet in the demo area.
Oh, okay.
Samsung's saying you'll have to wait till Mobile World Congress to get your hands
on
that.
Samsung's good at spreading the love, spreading it out, making sure they get maximum coverage.
And they were wise, I think, to have their event so early in San Francisco, way ahead of Mobile World Congress. They're going to get a lot of press throughout Mobile World Congress, which is coming up this weekend.
For sure.
And we'll see a lot more phones from a lot more companies. And I think many of them will be an attempt to respond to this. But Samsung clearly, I think, showing that they are the luxury leader with the Fold. Luxury is their word. And certainly that $2,000 price point, I don't think anybody's going to compete with them on that.
No.
And I'm very impressed, as always, with Samsung's devices.
Yeah.
So that's Galaxy. I called it Galaxy Unfolded.
Yep.
But also Galaxy Unpacked. Maybe next time we'll call it Galaxy Unfolded. Thank you, Jason Howell. More coverage, of course, every Tuesday and All About Android. Jason, Flo. And Ron Richards, once he's done with the twins.
Yes, he's I don't know if he's going to be done with the twins
for a very long time.
He's got a long time ahead of him, but he's taking a little break to take care of his newborn. So,
good for him. That's exciting.
We're holding down the fort without him.
I'm Leo Laporte. Thank you for joining us for our live coverage, Samsung Unpacked for 2019. Well, first half of 2019.
Yes.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.